At statehood, Alaska was promised more than 100 million acres of land. So far, the federal government has transferred just 65% of that. That's because it takes time to survey the land, and at the current pace, it'll take another 20 years. Today, the Federal Bureau of Land Management announced it's imposing a new surveying method to speed things up. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the state is not happy about it.
The current method for surveying is hard work, and it's expensive. Surveyors have to fly into remote areas, run chainsaws through brush, and place brass markers, called monuments, at 2-mile intervals. The new method is based on GPS coordinates. BLM Director Neil Cornsey says it requires far fewer monuments in the field and would save about $60 million.
And we've found by applying GPS technology, the same type of technology that drives your smartphone, we can cut the time in half, we can cut cost in half, and Alaskans can have the land that's due to them.
But this method, known as direct point position survey, is controversial. The state has been fighting it for years. Alaska Commissioner of Natural Resources Andy Mack says the federal government is violating an agreement to give the state land that's been properly surveyed.
The problem is that the methodology which has been proposed by the BLM is untested. And we're not so sure that this isn't simply passing on the costs that by agreement the federal government has agreed to pick up, that we're not so sure that those won't be passed on to the state.
Without the monuments in the ground, Mac says it's not clear anyone who buys land from the state could record their purchase. Steve Buchanan is a surveyor and past president of the Alaska Society of Professional Land Surveyors. He says those brass markers are the best evidence to show where a landowner's property lines are.
When someone goes out and they want to look and see where their land is, they look for monuments. They find those monuments, they can see it, they can touch it, they know where their land is.
With the DPPS system, Buchanan says, there might not be a monument for many miles, so a landowner would have to pay to put them in.
And it's going to be very expensive. It's what I call a survey debt that's being passed on from the BLM to the state, and then it could be passed from the state to whoever buys that land.
Cornsey, the BLM director, says the new GPS method will be a legally valid way to establish the state's property lines. He says eventually the BLM will use it in other states, too. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.